This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. We've passed the somber milestone of 500,000 deaths globally from COVID-19. In fact, that figure is now approximately 502,000. A little more than a quarter of them are in the United States. We're also looking at more than 10.1 million confirmed infections around the world and more than 2.5 million in the United States. The milestones come as many hard-hit countries ease their lockdown measures while making extensive alterations to the ways people live and work. North America, Latin America, and Europe each account for around 25% of cases, while Asia and the Middle East have around 11% and 9% respectively. That's according to the Reuters tally, which uses government reports. Just two countries account for over a third of all new cases within the past week, India and Brazil. They're both battling outbreaks of over 10,000 cases a day. Brazil has the third highest number of cases globally, and some researchers say the death toll in Latin America alone could rise over 380,000 by October. Some countries are also experiencing a resurgence in infections, leading authorities to partially reinstate lockdown measures in what experts say could be a recurring pattern in the coming months and into 2021. That's true in the United States, where several states at the center of a new surge in infections have taken steps back from efforts to ease restrictions on businesses. The British Interior Minister spoke out against recent mass gatherings, which break social distancing measures imposed to counter coronavirus. Speaking to the BBC, he cited demonstrations, illegal street parties, and Liverpool fans celebrating their team's Premier League title. This is VOA News.